Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
113 years ago, William Booth arrived in Salt Lake City by train. Booth, an Englishman who was born into a poverty-stricken family in Nottingham, converted to evangelical Christianity while still a teenager. The conversion experience led him to minister to the most downtrodden in English society. Out of this ministry emerged the Salvation Army, a mostly urban religious organization that focused on the moral redemption of prostitutes, alcoholics, and other so-called social outcasts. By all accounts, the people of Salt Lake City received Booth warmly. Posters announcing his visit had been put up all around town in the days leading up to his arrival. Nearly a dozen of the city's Protestant ministers were on hand to greet the old general as he stepped off the train. Then they whisked him away to the First Methodist Church for a private reception with local religious and civic leaders. But it was Booth's evening address in the LDS Tabernacle that was the centerpiece of his visit. According to newspaper reports, the place was nearly packed. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, when the general took the stand to rail against poverty and expound on the horrors of slum living, his voice seemed able to reach the sympathies of every hearer. The general, however, did issue a rebuke to the tabernacle crowd, claiming that it was the most restless he had ever addressed. Years later, his opinion about Salt Lake had mellowed, and he remembered that nowhere was he received with greater respect than in Salt Lake City by the Mormons. Content for this episode of the BeHype Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.